Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Can you please give me a few scientific papers that prove human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming? No one can show from the scientific literature that human emissions of carbon dioxide drive global warming.
Climate change is too abstract for people to understand, but the coming water crisis is something that everybody will get on board with.
From Malaysia to Mexico, from Sri Lanka to Singapore, privatization is on the move.
They're restricting water supplies all over the planet. They've passed legislation to take pure aquifer water all over Canada, the U.S., England, Europe, you name it, and put it through a bunch of chemical processors to poison the living hell out of it, and to give it way more expensive pricing to then make the cost of water go up. Water has always been free in the U.K. They live on a giant crystal clear aquifer. Now they're starting to charge for it. This is how they operate, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the biggest experiments in water privatization has taken place in the U.K. In 1989, the government sold off the entire water system of England and Wales to limited companies. More than 30 years later, that system is being criticized across the political spectrum. Chief executives have been awarded hefty pay packages, shareholders generous dividends, and investment in infrastructure has not kept pace with population growth, leading to sewage flooding and pollution failures. Just 14% of rivers meet the minimum European standards for water quality, for example.
The global government is failing. They create the crises or exacerbate the problems, pose as the saviors.
When problems arise in the Sahel or even in Texas or anywhere else, it's not because something went wrong in that local area. It's because something is going wrong globally. Something went wrong globally. So we've got to address this at the global level. This is about investing in the global commons, for the common good of all.
And that word, common good, is actually a radical word. Because in economics, we have notions of the public good. And it sounds good, because the second word is good. But it's really framed more as a correction for something the private sector is not doing. That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water, every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably?
They're admitting they're bringing in global currencies that are already here, already running China. They tried it in Nigeria. Now it's massively backfired. They're pulling it out there. But it just devastates economies, but it consolidates power. Remember those headlines? Workers lost $3.7 trillion in earnings during the pandemic. World's billionaires get richer by $3.9 trillion during the pandemic, more than doubling their wealth.
Yet in 2016, the House of Commons Public Accounts Committee found that Ofwat were too generous. And as a result, water companies made windfall gains of at least $1.2 billion between 2010 and 2015, from bills being higher than necessary.
What happens in one part of the world ends up in another part of the world that's intrinsic to the climate crisis, and water is intertwined with that climate crisis.
And honestly, we have a common language on climate, but we don't have that on water. And that's in my view, that is exactly what we need to have in order to progress towards a common goal.
And so what's happening is the general public and people in the government and big talk show hosts across the board realize that they're being targeted too. No matter how rich and powerful you are, if you're not in the inner club, you're being targeted. And the globalists get blowback themselves. They get hurt by their own attacks. It's insane. It's satanic. It's crazy. Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with the trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Segment of this hour. Professor Epstein had the power go out in his building today. He could not do the show. He'll be joining us tomorrow. So look to that as he exposes the fact that the 2024 election is already being stolen as we speak and how they're doing it. It's all coming up. It's the final countdown. The crossroads. We're at it right now. All right, if you just joined us, let me just recap. I'm going to take your calls quick. Give each person a minute and a half, and the next person, to respect all of you, because I want to hear from all of you. No matter how good your call is, just make your point. We're going to the next person. Like Limbaugh would say, just say kudos. I love you, too. Let's just move on to get your information. So it's official. Came out in the news last night. Homeland Security says the main threat's the American people, and they're not just going to list people that question open borders or forced injections or any of that. They're going to say any Trump supporter is a potential terrorist. And it's a big Newsweek article. They interview more than a dozen high-level former and current FBI officials and others, and they're very concerned, saying this is illegal to say the American people are terrorists. Yeah. Catholics, conservative Catholics are the main threat. They say conservatives are the main terror threat, and then conservative Catholics. I'm not Catholic. My family on both sides are Protestants, back to the Mayflower, quite famous ones. I don't toot my horn, but I love Catholics. I know Catholics and Protestants have killed each other for 400 years, and it's been, you know, a crazy deal. But at this day and age, we're all trying to fight the devil. We all love Jesus. You know, we believe in the same God. None of our doctrines are perfect. We're men trying to interpret God. But when I've been in abortion clinics protesting hundreds of times, when I've gotten support from listeners, when I'm on the street, it's over-proportioned by Catholic conservatives. They're good people. They're hard-working. They're family people. And they are a disproportionate group of our supporters. Will you judge a tree by its fruits? And the idea that conservative, which is just classic Catholics, like Pope John Paul, you can say, was like a modern version of that. Look, compared to this current pope, it's diametrically opposed. Either John Paul's bad or this guy's bad. No, the new guy's horrible. I mean, look at John Paul's stuff. He did was great. I agree with it. It was anti-communist, pro-family, I mean, anti-abortion, anti-eugenics. Look at the difference today. I mean, you can say what you want all day, and there's this big fight. People love to attack Catholics. They love to, you know. I'm not part of that. And the attack on conservative Catholics is insane. I was in San Antonio on business a while back, a few weeks ago, and I saw this really pretty Catholic, big Catholic church. And I had about 15 minutes for my next meeting I was going to, and I thought, I just feel led to just go in there for a minute. And I guess they were having, it was like 5-6 o'clock at night, a mass there. And I couldn't get out of the building. I was mobbed by the people. They were like all listeners, mainly Hispanic. It was insane. So all I'm saying is they're scared, folks, because whatever you want to say about Catholics, they're certainly not perfect. Nobody is. And they've used the same pedophile system to try to take them over. They are super awake now. And the globalists have identified them as, okay, that group of people's not going along with us. Despite everything they've done and putting in their Antichrist Pope, I'm not saying he's the Antichrist, but Antichrist spirit, all that has failed. And I don't want to go off into it. I'm not a Catholic apologist either. I'm just simply saying, Homeland Security says conservative Catholics are the number one threat of threats. You read those reports, it's not just, oh, they're a threat. No, they go Christian conservatives and Trump supporters and populists and nationalists are the main threat with no evidence, super low crime rate. And then they're saying Orthodox Catholics that go to Mass and go to church 3-4 nights a week and donate to charity and like those people? I don't know if you know any conservative Catholics, but let me tell you, they're not out committing crimes, folks. They're not out blowing stuff up. But they are not going along with the evil. So if you want to know about the FBI, folks, it literally says that conservative Catholics are the number one enemy until yesterday. Turns out weeks ago, Biden signed orders at the Justice Department and said, well, we're going to move on from the Catholics. I mean, they're already targeting them. It's all Trump supporters. Again, statistically, folks. You can look it up. Republicans have the lowest crime rate to begin with, on average. Christians have a super low crime rate. And to say Trump supporters are this lawless mob of criminals is the most preposterous, asinine crap I have ever heard in my life. And the truth is, the globalists have captured the Catholic Church at the top, and there's a war by the Pope against Catholics that are defenders of their faith, and an attack by the globalists that control the Catholic Church at the top against them. But we can't put them down because their group's captured. Our country is captured. You turn on these Protestant shows, and there's a lot of great Protestants, great people. Where's the Protestant preachers? Rodney Howard Brown. I mean, he's not bashing Catholics, but where are they? Not existent. Because they have sent their infiltrators in, and they will give you massive money and support to sell out. So this is a big deal. But the good news is, I go to your calls. We'll skip this break. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, the group right below the Supreme Court, said it's illegal what Biden did. We expand the injunction on Homeland Security and other agencies working with the feds and working with other agencies and big tech to censor. That's election stealing. Look at this. Biden agency likely violated free speech, violated the law by working with big tech to censor election content. Second highest court in the land. So this is a big deal. It's a really big deal. And when a government tells you that Trump supporters are an enemy and terrorist, and tells you that protesting parents of a critical race theory and transgenderism are bad people, and that anybody that questions open borders are the bad guys, and that conservative Catholics, did you have that on your bingo card? I mean, maybe some of you out there haven't been around the block like I have. I'm going to say it again. I mean, I don't feel in danger when I'm in a Baptist church, and I don't feel like I'm in danger when I'm in a Catholic church. The idea that people that care about God and are trying to find God and stay close to God are the bad guys. That's the devil, folks. It's the devil, plain and simple. They left the stripper bars and Walmart and liquor stores open all over the world during the lockdowns, but not the churches. Because even though the churches are controlled in many cases, there's still people looking for God coming together that meet each other and take care of each other and love each other. So I postulate, and I don't think there's a debate, anybody saying that a Protestant or a Catholic or a conservative or a Christian or a pro-family person or an anti-crime person is the bad guy works for the devil, period. That's not hard to figure out. Out of this whole world of evil, our government says the number one threat is Trump supporters. And for the last 2 years, it's been conservative Catholics. Where did they pull that out of? Right out of Satan's brain. That's where from. But it didn't work on the conservative Catholics. They're stronger than ever. It didn't work on the Protestants. It didn't work on the Christians. It didn't work on the conservatives. Sure as hell, their threats against me didn't work. And it's not that I got chutzpah or bravado or machismo or that I am, a guy looking for trouble. It's that I know that when I bow down to somebody, when I've done nothing wrong, I become a slave. And I lose my freedom. And it only gets worse. So I'd rather die on my...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And they can basically do whatever they want at any time. They can pull
the New York hotels are full of illegal aliens who they told come here. I mean, look at this footage. This is from yesterday.
Oh, that's beautiful. No, I know. I saw it yesterday. That guy, he learned well, Grasshopper, because that's what I did. Austere scholar on Rumble. He was very.
Have you seen the new footage where they send up private security guards threatening people on the street not to videotape it?
Yeah, the private security guard. I mean, we dealt with that stuff every time we went out because we were fighting the monkeypox. We were fighting the infant vaccination sites. And so we were usually surrounded by cops and schmucks like this. But they had no power, so we know that. If you stay poised.
By the way, are you part of the groups we saw in New York, everywhere protesting the shots? I remember those viral videos.
Yeah, there was like 150 of us, and we all hung together. Then at some point.
Brother, you helped back them off. Beautiful. What's the name of your handle again on Rumble?
Yes, Austere Scholar, A-U-S-T-E-R.
Austere Scholar. Thank you so much, brother. John in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. As someone who's been a Catholic, I'm 22 years old, been a Catholic my entire life. And, as a Catholic, to hear this regime label regular Americans and Catholics and Christians as terrorists, I mean, these are the same people who spent 20 years destabilizing the Middle East. They create bioweapons. They cause food shortages. They cause supply chain breakdowns. They spray chemicals in the air, and they are out committing terror.
Why do you think they've singled out conservative Catholics as the number one enemy? That's in the documents.
Because those are the only people, when you actually think about it, like those are the only people who can be self-sufficient and actually, basically be independent from control in the government. They know how to actually work with their hands. They can, if they really want to, we can live on our own. You know, we could have our own water systems, our own oil and gas, our own supply chain. So the liberals are easy to control. They're not worried about the schmucks living in the giant megacities.
Well, I just think they saw it as one of the biggest conservative Christian blocks, so they thought they'd kick Catholics around and think you'd roll over.
Right. And at the end of the day, the thing about Christians and Catholics know that government isn't God. There's only one God, and there's no human entity that can rule over us. We only take orders from the big man upstairs, and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are going to tell me what to do.
What do you think's coming next? It's a big deal to declare all Trump supporters terrorists. That's what they did.
I think you're actually right on the money. I think they're going to either assassinate Trump or Biden, if not both, as a false flag to set up a civil war. They're going to do that, or they're going to go ahead and launch World War III. Either way, I really don't see 2024 election happening.
I have to agree with you right now. We can change that, but I have to agree with you. And if we're sitting here in 13, 14 months and it didn't happen, they'll attack us and say, oh, look, they predicted it. No, we're saying that's a probability. We're trying to stop it. Thank you so much for the call. Tilly in New York, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Listen, real quick. When you look at a U.S. prosecution, it is not designed to remove constitutional rights or to quiet someone. All of these lawfares are designed to take someone out of a position of being able to speak or do something. And the reason why is I believe that it happens to be the CCP is trying to make sure that they the people that are objecting to them implementing their
No, you're right. The CCP through them is the main funder. Thousands of colleges and public schools. And we're talking rape
schools. But Alex, listen to me. If you go back, look at I have seven different examples. Okay, you're one of them actually. Flynn, he said in 2016, he made a comment. It's in an article about Russia and China teaming up. Feinstein was one of the main prosecutors of Trump collusion. She had a Chinese a CCP driver for a while. Lindell, he said China hacked into the election, changed the vote. Okay, what's going on with him? You. On March 19th of 2018, your show, I didn't know your show then, your show aired, the most prescient thing I've ever seen. You've got to pull that episode up. It's still on the web, and you've got to cut it down and get those clips out. And it literally says what's going on right now.
What was the date again?
March 19th, 2018, it's Richard Knight and Jasper, and the dystopian CCP is going to lead the New World Order into the dystopia. It is the most prescient thing ever. Cut the clips down. Get them on the web now. MGT on 9/23 states the Green New Deal would favor China. What did they try to do? They had the, this organization did her and next Madison Cawthorn and filed to get them taken out of power. These are not prosecutions. These are offensive tactics to remove people from being able to awaken people and let them see that this is not us fighting each other. This is actually a coup from a foreign, this is foreign interference. It's people that are critical of the CCP are being prosecuted by the United States.
Well, that's the point is that notice that's the one thing Elon Musk won't do. Elon Musk is talk about the CCP. And everybody that's still banned on Twitter criticizes the CCP.
Listen, check your socials. I put all this in your socials. It's in your socials. Now, the other thing is the NYPD was not allowed to establish a gang database because it is profiling. So, therefore, you cannot put a database or categorize a profile based on EEOC violations, which are religion. That is too
But you're allowed
category.
To say all Trump supporters are terrorists.
That's what I'm trying to say is this is not this is someone quoted and said that there was a point in time when the CCP infiltrated the United States educational system and had people learn the law so well that they know our law better than us. And that is how they're able to buy our farmlands and buy all of our land.
Sure. The globalists are working with them. So you're a really smart lady. What do you do?
I'd rather not say, but I've been affected by this. And now because I've lost stuff. I'm going to make sure that this is my goal, is to illuminate it. But this is the thing, Alex. You have to get – everybody can sit there, and everybody's an expert in some policy or nomenclature. Go on. Go and look at this. When you look backwards at the lawfare, you're going to see – oh, James O'Keefe. I forgot about James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe just – look at what they're doing to him. Mass onslaught. What did he do? He just put in that CCP money was funding PAC Blue. This is not designed – for what we think it is. It's designed to stop people from speaking. And so,
no, you're right. And we know it was the Catholics out of Portugal that first made inroads in China 500 years ago. So they have a close relationship, and the Catholic Church tried to get in again, but Xi Jinping's kicking them out. So you wonder, why would they choose the Catholics to go after? And you can literally see the CCP print on that.
It's literally to target. It's an effective way of using the legal system to target the largest group of people can. And Alex, there's another website you have to go to, Committee for the Present Danger on China. They have webinars that have academics that are explaining. One of them involves how ESG is actually the CCP expression of socialism, and explains how ESG is part of the social credit score. It's
sure, China developed that with Enron. They say. That's how they bring communism and capitalism together. Incredible call. Thank you so much, Tilly. Amazing. Wow, what a smart lady. We're going to go to break and come back with Mike and John. John's up next, sheriff's deputy in Texas and a former Marine on martial law situation. And again, folks, I'm not trying to act tough here. It's all like, oh, yeah, you're going to fight with the Patriots. We'll destroy the feds. It's our government. They're hijacked. Are the feds dumb enough to follow the New World Order orders and start a civil war? I mean, that's the stupidest thing ever. So this is not some type of, we're going, yeah. And then we wrecked the whole country. We've got to come together. We got to have the feds stop being part of this. We can't be part of this. We've got to identify that this is a New World Order takeover operation. Information and truth is going to defeat it. Well, every time I tell a truth, it's really powerful. I get a little chill. Got a big chill right there. We can do this, folks. We don't want a race war. And sure, the left's made it open season on white people. It's terrible, and people should be prosecuted. But the New World Order is manipulating that. And all the rest of it. We've got to come together and see the big picture and defeat the New World Order. And we got to have Congress cut the funding of the Justice Department now. We got to put Trump as the Speaker of the House now. And Trump says he'll take that job. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. We've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
They're coming for Trump. They're coming for Mike Lindell. They're coming for me, because they're coming for you. Mike Lindell's got some devastating news. Joining us next segment, I'll continue on to your calls then before the next guest host takes over. Look to every caller that's on the board, but let's stop at these. We got John, Jaden, Dave, Carlos, Randy, Adam, Blade Runner, Mike. We'll get to all of you. John is a sheriff's deputy and a former Marine, always a Marine, on martial law situation. I mean, folks, I cannot overstate this. Article saying, the FBI, sorry, but all Trump supporters are now in a terror database. Totally illegal, totally insane, which means they're getting ready for false flags to blame on us. Only way they'd make that move. The deep state is illegitimate. It's hijacked our country. It's making its move against us right now. I'm getting your views, your take on this. John in Texas, give us your view.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I served 8 years in the Marine Corps, and around my fourth year in the Marine Corps, my sergeant asked me, what's going to happen to your soul when you die? I said, I'm going straight to hell. He led me through the prayer of salvation in Romans 10:9, and I became a Christian. Okay, you have something right, and you've had it all along, and I'll tell you what it is. There's crystals in our head that render us as communication devices throughout the earth. Okay. Art
by the way, you're not just saying that. How do ducks know how to fly from Canada all the way to Central America? How do butterflies? And it's been proven. This is like Scientific American. We all have cones, a little electric crystals in our brains that electromagnetically dial into the Earth's magnetic field, but also other forms of solar radiation. It's true. Go ahead. So it's a third eye. It literally exists.
Right. So here's how we win the battle. Okay, check this out. I served 30 years in the sheriff's office. We were always underfunded, undermanned. I was always alone, and I've done a lot of law enforcement in my 30 years. I mean, a lot of sheriffing. Now, I'm going to tell you, here's how we win the battle. The battle is already three-quarters of the way won when Roe versus Wade was overturned. Now, last night, I couldn't sleep, and the Lord in his grace and his timing gave me the answer first thing this morning when I woke up to pray. And I'm going to tell you what it is. The Lord told me that we have to release the 10 plagues in our thought, in a thought and mind and prayer experiment right now. Okay, here's what it is. We're releasing the water turned to blood, the frogs, the lice, the flies, the livestock being killed, the subterraneous livestock that are hidden under underground caves, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and, now, this is not me, this is in the Bible, it's the killing of the enemy's firstborn.
So you're saying you have to do what Moses did.
Exactly, not me, all of us. So right now, in Jesus' name, let us all just launch the 10 plagues upon the globalist and the Nimrodite. Just take a second and launch it in your mind. Okay, we've done that. So now watch this. I served 30 years in the sheriff's office. There's not enough cops to do what the enemy is trying to do to us. And the current cops that they have don't have the stuff like I did to be able to get the job done. It's all a psyop. They cannot prosper. They cannot win. I know. I've lived it. I've been it. I've been a cop for 30 years. I've been retired 2 years now. And let me tell you something. I know how to get the job done. And I'm going to tell you something else. No cop can subdue a people unless that people and that community desires to be submitted. We have to submit. That's the only way cops can rule over a people. And the most important thing is credibility and legitimacy.
And the average cop's not bad, but our governments are not illegitimate in most areas.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the current cops right now, they just don't have enough, or they don't have the wherewithal to carry out the desires of these people, at least not in America. Maybe in China, maybe in some place.
I was about to say, but the FBI is saying they don't want to do this. I mean, obviously, who wants to fight 80 million people?
I'm telling you, and the next thing is stand your ground. Just stand your ground. Stand your ground with the full armor of God as it is written in Ephesians chapter 6. Alex, you know the answer, but we haven't connected all the dots. The answer is simple, that thought experiment. Father God, in Jesus' name, we launch the 10 plagues of Egypt. We launch them upon the New World Order. We launch it back at them and let them deal with God.
John, I appreciate your call. I'm not going to say I'm Moses, and I believe God touched you, and we should talk about this, but he literally called in the angel of death to kill the firstborn of the Egyptians. When you said all that, I got to pray about that because you kind of hit me there. And I'm not praying for people to die and stuff. I hear what you're saying. And people feel led to say that prayer. That's between them and God. Because I know the power of prayer. So I just, that's some big medicine right there, buddy. All right, let's go to Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call. And just wanted to talk about stuff that I'm seeing most recently with the migrant crisis here in the city. It's just getting out of control.
By the way, I call it migrants too, people know, but it's illegal alien crisis.
Yeah, you're 100% right. The illegal aliens, they're all over the place. The videos that you had up on the screen earlier of the Row Hotel, which has made a lot of news. I happen to be working right there. And what I see on a daily basis, it's just getting worse and worse. They've got young women sitting in the middle of the street breastfeeding their babies in broad daylight. You got little kids running into the middle of 8th Avenue, which is one of the biggest, busiest streets in Manhattan. I mean, it's just completely out of control. And if you go there at 7:30 in the morning or 3:30 in the afternoon, they've got school buses pulling up, and all these kids are getting loaded onto the bus, going to the nearby public schools, getting loaded off the bus. So then you've got people that have paid $2-3 million to live in these high-rise apartments, and now their kids are going to the same school as somebody that just got here yesterday. It's completely out of control. The crime is out of control. My entire life walking through Manhattan, walking through the city, I've never felt unsafe until the last couple of years. Now every day I walk outside, I got my head on a swivel because I just feel like somebody's going to walk up behind me and club me over the head, and I'm ready. It's just ridiculous that you have to live like this in a place that you...
And what's really sad is all the leftists, members of Congress, are getting carjacked every day. I mean, it's just murder everywhere. And like, I'm not just watching the news. I see it in Austin. I went to the mall earlier this week to buy some clothes for a podcast I'm doing next week. Pretty big podcast, I should add. And again, I love black people. Most of them, but I had two black people say, "What are you doing here, Whitey?" And my wife said, "Let's get out of here." I didn't act tough. I just left. And it was literally just black gangbangers everywhere. And it's just like the globalists have just conjured this up with all their racist garbage.
You don't have to even see what's on the news. You see it with your own eyes. That's the thing. And what I want to say is, though, what I think is that this one topic could be the breaking point that galvanizes more and more people, because over the past couple of months, and especially over the past few weeks, I've had conversations with people that are completely the opposite side of the spectrum politically, and they're starting to see it now.
No, I totally agree. God bless you, and I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. I can talk to all these callers 10 hours. We got to get to everybody. And I want to explain something. I was brought up as a Christian conservative and that white people had done bad things in America, but the whole world's done bad things. And I love everybody. There's so many good people of every color. But I'm not guilty because I'm white. I'm not bad because I'm white. And I want to talk to black people out there. How many black people have actually had white people sit there and tell them, "Get out of here, you're scum, you shouldn't be here"? Imagine how that feels. So I heard about that happening to your parents and grandparents, and I said that was wrong. And I'm not blaming all black people. I'm saying we need more black people to speak out against this, because the left's already caused a race war. 20-1 attacks on white people. And I feel sorry for other black folks that aren't part of this. It's a certain demographic of young black males that they brainwashed that being white is evil. That's what they teach. Well, they taught the Germans that Jews were bad, so they deserve to be attacked. It's wrong. And I blame the ADL. They are the main group that is teaching this crap. And it's disgusting. The ADL makes me want to throw up, because I actually care about everybody. But I'm telling you, I'm going to go to the NAACP. I'm going to go to the ADL. I'm going to start going to these leftist synagogues that promote that white Christians.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Bigger than me. I had this thing where I didn't back down. And I got into fighting. And I got hurt bad. And I hurt some people really bad. I certainly gave way worse than I got most times. But the point is I've learned now, it doesn't matter what some idiot wants to fight. I just say, okay, yes, sir. Because I've got more important things to do. But the issue I get here is the fight with the globalist is the fight you want to be in. So this is exclusive. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com. What the Enemy Fears is with us now to break exclusive information right now in their concerted effort to take him down ahead of the election in 13 months. Mike Lindell, God bless you, brother. Give us the bad news.
Well, I'm just reading here. It's all over. I've had CNN, New York Times, Political, The Daily Mail. This is the big one. They're all attacking and piling on. Today, this morning at 10:30, all the lawyers for MyPillow and Mike Lindell dropped us on our cases with Dominion and Smartmatic and Eric Coomer. And I want to say something, though. These lawyers, this is all part of lawfare. These lawyers were brave lawyers. They came on with me. They've been with me 2 years. They have sat there and fought and fought. They have children. They have grandchildren. These lawyers were brave enough. They knew they were going to get attacked by the media, which they did every day. They knew that they were going to get, you know, maybe we're going to try and disbar you. Who knows, you know? Well, what happened was, Alex, is with all the media that's been on me this since the $5 million corrupt challenge, which doesn't get done till next year, Mike Lindell lost $5 million. Rubbish. That doesn't happen until next year. Then a month later, they go, Mike Lindell has an auction. He's selling out. He's going under. My Pillow's going under. Then American Express debanks us, takes us from $1 million, takes our line of credit away. I could not even borrow any money again. All my credit lines are shut down. They go, we're not going to borrow you anything. We're not going to touch you. So we ran out of money. We can't pay the attorneys. They have families. I said, I can't blame them for doing this. My employees here, I just
well,
got
Mike, I mean, I'll tell you, I do. They took a ton of money from you, and I know, I've heard about how much they got paid. And they're supposed to stay in a case once that's going. So you're being a nice guy. No, they're cutting and running, and I think it's disgraceful.
I'm going to disagree on that, Alex. I mean, they've got six lawsuits. These were unprecedented lawsuits.
No, I know. They got giant globalist groups coming after them. So tell us what's happening. Yeah. Tell us what we can do.
Yeah, I just think that they, this is part of lawfare. Well, part of lawfare is run the person out of money so he shuts up. Just run him out of money. You're saying, well, we don't want to hear our First Amendment right of free speech. Let's run you out of money so you can't pay your attorney, so you can't do this. And these guys have families, too. Right now, then the media keeps calling, well, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do now? I don't know. Alex, do you think there's lawyers out there that want to, I'm going to go get attacked, work for Mike, or defend Mike Lindell and MyPillow, and I might not get paid because he can't get any credit?
People have to go. Look, you're like Stalingrad in World War II, where most of World War II happened. They pick a city, they pick a person, they pick a thing. That's where the fight is. Trump, Lindell, Jones, we are where the fight is. So if people don't get that backing, if people are dumb and don't get that we're the main targets and that that's where the fight is to support us, then whatever. I mean, it's insane.
Right. Yeah, if you can, I'll tell you what, and I went on a couple of shows today, you're being the third, and everyone has poured in support for MyPillow. You know, buying our products now, that's all we can do. I just got off the phone. I got off a Zoom with all my employees. I said, we will get through this. I said, you know, we have great support from the people out there buying our products. You know, and that's where it's all about. We've lost, remember, we've lost our shopping channel.
Mike, I know this. If you shut down next week, which is not going to happen, Then the people will go, oh, my God, we better give him money. But the infrastructure's blown. It's not set up anymore. People have to back it now, just like InfoWars. They've got to get my book now, The Great Awakening. They've got to buy products at InfoWars Store. They got to go to MyPillow.com/Alex. You support us. This is now, folks. We're not putting an act on. You see what's happening to us? They got to get through us to go to you. You got that? I don't know how to back down. Neither does Mike. Neither does Trump. So you got to back your champions. It's real simple.
Yeah, you know, I care so much about my company and my employees. So if you can all help support them, everybody, I will promise you. The media asks, are you going to make a deal with these machine companies? Absolutely not. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fight every day to secure our elections with the plan I have going forward. Period. But I've got to get I got to protect my company over here.
Mike, let's go further. Let's go back to the guy that liberated Spain 700 plus years ago, or whenever it was, 800 years ago, El Cid. They had three kingdoms there. He had to battle the kings of each deal and kill them in battle to become the leader of Spain to then drive the Muslims out. And again, he was a champion, El Cid, the wise one. And the point is, they see any of us battling the globalists as champions of the people, and the enemy sees us as that. If they believe they can defeat the champions, the General Flynn's, the Alex Jones's, the Donald Trump's, the Tucker Carlson, they believe. So if the public doesn't get that, this all goes back to ancient rules. We are your champions. It's that simple. So if you don't back us, folks, you don't back yourselves.
Well, and plus, you know, I've said this before. You know, I hate to do a commercial in the middle of this, but you guys and the products will help.
No,
you.
Don't hate to do it. Money prosecutes wars. Money prosecutes wars.
Right, the best. The best sleep ever in this times we're in. I'll tell you what, people ask me all the time, how do you get some sleep? You seem to work all the time. I get a little sleep, but it's quality. It's quality with the MyPillow 2.0 that my employees, I'll tell you one thing, Alex, this too. The three products I make 100% here in the USA, the MyPillow 2.0, which I have right here, the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, and our new beds. These These are all employees you're helping, U.S. employees, and you're getting the best sleep, both Delta and REM sleep. You're getting these amazing sleep cycles.
Now, everybody knows it's made in America, and slippers and beds and sheets and towels. They know they're great products. They should get them instead of buying them from China. But the point is, your lawyers have left you. That's what happened to Christ. I'm not preparing you to Christ, but it's a microcosm of that. So they have cut and run, and they're trying to make it another death blow, but people are going to back you. You're going to get new, better lawyers, and we're going to win.
Yeah.
I've been in this deeper than you, buddy. I'm about 3 years ahead of you in the torture gauntlet. And believe me, there's going to be amazing doors that open up, brother.
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing, Alex. I said to all the CNNs that have been calling, I chew them out, every one of them. Political called, the New York Times, all these outlets. I said, you know what? I'm talking directly to their reporters. I said, you know what? I don't understand why you guys here, you jump on, you attack MyPillow, an employee-owned company, USA made, but you stick up for these companies. Nobody's heard their name, Dominion, and your Smartmatics of the world. You're sticking up for these companies that instead of saying, hey, why don't you open up your machines and let's see what's in there? But they sit there and attack. It doesn't matter. I told them they're the problem. I said, you journalists, what are you going to do if we ever go away? What are they going to have? What are they going to do for jobs, Alex, if they don't have anybody to attack?
Well, we're the men in the arena, folks. So how much worse you want to see it? Trump indicted 91 times, 91 charges. That's all hell's borders wide open, giant child trafficking, World War III, war with Russia, pedophiles everywhere. And we're just challenging the New World Order. You can roll over and die. Or you go to MyPillow.com/Alex and buy some great products. I mean, it takes money to fight a war. This is modern war, folks. You're going to back us. We're not backing down. We'll never give up. We'll never sell out, but we could be defeated.
Yeah, and I just want to thank everybody for the support. I know when I came on the show last week when the IRS audits, they're attacking my home reps, too. They're doing audits on them to say that they can't be worked from home on commission. But I'll tell you what, we do have good news there. North Carolina came through and said, absolutely you can, because they were one of the audits. Absolutely you can. So these horrible other audits and from Minnesota and California, all these you know, this attack is, you know what bothers me, Alex, is that I just can't fathom how deep and how wide this goes. You get attacked from every angle. This stuff has never happened before in history like this. And you're going, you know, the orchestrate, how they orchestrate, how evil orchestrates it, you know, it is a battle of evil and good, epic proportions, biblical proportion, because you couldn't go over here and go, hey, you go do this now. You go do this now. It's just unbelievable. It's like it's run so deep and so wide, the evil that's out there. And, you know, we're going to win. God wins in the end here. And it's I've said it before, everybody, if you keep the faith and we get to this great place we're going to get to, we'll look back and say everything had to happen just the way it did. God uses all things for good. But I'll tell you, we do have choices. And right now, I'd love it if everybody could help out and help my employees and get those great products, and go to MyPillow.com/Alex, because I have to have them okay so I can get out here and keep up the fight to secure our election platform.
Well, Mike, I want to say this, despite all you've been through, the 10%, you know, that's how cap your profit that you send us has kept us on air. So MyPillow.com/Alex. Stay right there. I want to get 5 more minutes from you on the latest developments, but we are the men in the arena.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.